thank you for taking this time for talking to me today. Today we're going to be interviewing director Jeremiah Hayes about his film, Dear Audrey. It is co-produced by Cineflix Media and the NFB. So the film is a documentary about acclaimed activist Martin Duckworth devoted his life to peace and to justice. So now he puts down his camera to fight the most important cause of his life, his wife Audrey, and caring for her in the final stages of Alzheimer's disease. So first off, congratulations on to the film. I watched it last night, and what I appreciated the most of this documentary, Dear Audrey, is the emotional depth of the documentary. So maybe you can describe to our audiences how this documentary came to be.
Well, I started filming around 5 years ago, and I approached Martin, and because I had known him since 91, when I worked on a film of his at the National Film Board, and we remained friends ever since. But about 5 years ago, I thought it would be great to make a film about his life and Audrey's life and what they're going through at the time, because I knew about Audrey's diagnosis with Alzheimer's. And I always thought they were just beautiful people and very generous and kind. And I thought it would be a film that could honor them and their lives. And over the next 4 years of shooting, I really grew close to them both and learned about Martin and Audrey's pretty epic life story and the things they've done, which I find really inspiring. And so he really opened up his doors to me, which I found surprising. He just never said no. He was always there and ready to film, you know. And they're two great people.
Most definitely. And they've lived an extraordinary life, as is the narrative from this documentary. But one of the aesthetical parts that I've liked about this documentary, too, is when Martin tells a story and there's an overlap of an hand-drawn animation to his story. So maybe you can describe the creative process that went into the animated stories.
Yeah, I thought that it would be important to infuse animation in a regular way throughout the film to sort of bring a magical kind of trippy vibe to the film, and to really be able to visually illustrate some of his stories in a creative way rather than use photos or archives throughout the film. Because it just felt like you want to always shake up the visuals and the mood and the energy. The animation was produced and directed by a very talented animator named Josh Charette, and him and his team did a great job using lots of different technology to make something look very hand-drawn and simple. So he's using actors that were filmed and then were rotoscoped and then put into a 3D animated world and then edited in that world to finally be brought back down to 2D, which was hand-drawn, every 2-3 frames. So, I thought it would just be a more exciting way to tell stories.
So, on November the 19th, Dear Audrey will have its premiere at the RDIM Festival at Cinéma du Musée, the first in-person screening. So what does it mean to have Dear Audrey back inside of theaters with an audience since they were closed during the pandemic?
Yeah, it's really exciting and a true honor to be invited to the RIDM Festival. I'm still getting used to being able to go to a theater and go to a bar. So it's a real relief. And I think that, it's been a long journey making this film, and it's been a real pleasure. Every step of it was exciting and fun. So it's finally nice to be able to celebrate Audrey and Martin in a crowd who I think there'll be a lot of his friends there and family. So yeah, it's just is exciting to sort of finally release it to the world in this way.
So you had previously worked on as an editor to one of our family's favorite documentaries. Whenever it comes on, my mom always says that she has to watch it. So the documentary is Rumble, Indians Who Rocked the World. It's a more fact-based documentary, but also a narrative as well, too. Dear Audrey is more of a narrative-based documentary, but there are some historical elements to it as well, too. So what is your preference in creating documentaries, more factual or more narrative, or can both find a harmony inside of some way?
I think I like both ways of making films, but I think what I'm more attracted to these days is sort of the intimate real life scenes that I was able to capture in Dear Audrey. And I think for me in the future, I'm hoping to keep doing that kind of work. You know, I like to play with archives and be historical, and like with Rumble or Real Engine was another good example. But these days I'm just attracted to that kind of fly in the wall documentary where you're capturing real life. And yeah, I think these days it's sort of like I go through phases of different things attract me. And so I think that that's what I loved about Dear Audrey, is those intimate moments with Martin and Audrey.
So before we get to our final fun question, I'll remind our audience that Dear Audrey is screening November the 19th at Cinéma du Musée as part of the RIDM Festival. It's co-production from Cineflix Media and the NFB. And as well, too, it is onto the RIDM website from the 22nd to the 25th of November as well, too. So as for our fun question, we normally come to the end of the year and reflect onto all the films that we've watched this year. So I'm not going to ask you about your favorite film of the year. However, what's a film that you've seen this year that you feel that everyone needs to seek out?
Oh, that's a tough question. You know, the only thing that comes to mind right now is Dune. I know everyone's raving about it. I thought it was a really good film. I really like all of his films, and I wish I had time to think about it more. I don't know. You know what's funny? A lot of the best things that I've seen recently are on television. So like, for example, there's a TV show called Made, which is really fun to watch too. So yeah, I think that TV and film are interchangeable these days.
Yeah, exactly. They're both strong and powerful. Exactly. No.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time today. Have a good one.
Have a